The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's get started. First, I want to mention that Redbook, one of the ones I regularly read, has stopped publishing a hard copy magazine. So we are trying out Woman's Day this time. And in fact, this very first article is from Woman's Day. It's called Three Powerful Words. A simple change to my favorite mantra took it from trite to true. It will be fine. I've uttered these words more times than I can remember. I've said them to friends and when marriages have crumbled, and to my daughter when she's received a grade a little further down the alphabet than we both had anticipated. The phrase came out easily because I really believed that it, whatever it was, would eventually turn out okay. The intensity of the moment would fade. Events would fall on the bearable side of catastrophe. After all, marriages end and love returns in different forms, often brighter and better. Bad grades rarely ruin a GPA forever, but instead can inspire new ways of studying, emphasizing the payoff of hard work. Yet when a dear friend called after a routine doctor's appointment with devastating news, I could no longer utter my go-to phrase. With my phone pressed against my ear, I listened intently as she told me that doctors had found a large cyst in her abdomen that needed to be removed immediately. She mentioned the name of a hospital that specialized in oncology care. Her ability to have children might be at risk, she said. Quiet stretched across the line as I searched for a response. It was rare for me to be at a loss for encouraging words. That had always been my role in our friendship. She was the one who never cried, and I was the one to reassure her that all would be fine. It will be. I sighed and stopped. It will be. I remembered the last job I'd lost at the absolute worst time. I was disappointed and humiliated and feared losing my savings and plunging my family into debt, perhaps never to recover. Then I thought about a time when I'd declined genetic testing during my first pregnancy. A friend questioned my decision. "Wouldn't you want to know if something was wrong with the baby?" she asked. But I knew the test results wouldn't change anything about my decision to keep my child. I realized then that no matter what life tossed at me, fine or not, I would still be me on the other side. I resolved to try to let life's events wash over me, and in that surrender, I became stronger and more vigilant about sharing my approach with others. A week after my friend's surgery, we received an encouraging prognosis from her doctor. She still had a journey of healing ahead, but we celebrated this glimmer of hope and positivity. Ultimately, the news was good, but that was almost beside the point. "You were right," she said, smiling through the tears. "It will be." And this one from Family Circle. It's that time of year. If you've got a graduate in your life, here are some suggested graduating gifts or graduation gifts. We do run the gamut price-wise here. Hey, they're crazy college kids now. There's going to be a boo-boo or two, but this can dispense the antiseptic when you're not around. This is a small metal first aid kit from Best Made BestMadeCo.com, $68. Then we have, with the Dr. J Professional 4-inch mini projector, they can screen movies for the whole dorm, yay, making friends, or enlarge their Fortnite games. This is available on Amazon.com, $80, the Dr. J Professional 4-inch mini projector. The classic college kid comfort meal gets a Gen Z upgrade with a monthly ramen noodle delivery right to their door. JapanRamenBox.com from $20 a month. So they can crank the tunes from their phone, Spotify, and tons of other music services. It even connects to Amazon Echo devices. If you're feeling generous, $50 more will get them a built-in Alexa. This is from Sonos.com, the Sonos Play One Wireless Speaker, $150, Sonos One, $199. Cheaper than the coffee shop, and they don't even have to get dressed first. The K Mini Plus Single Serve Coffee Maker from Keurig.com, $100. Noise-canceling headphones mean rowdy roommates won't keep your kid from studying or napping. The JBL Tune 600 BTNC from JBL.com, $100. The Schlocker Dorm Safe keeps toiletries handy and safe from shampoo thieves. This robe will keep them covered on post-shower treks down the hallway. From dormco.com for $40, the safe, and then the Snow Unisex Honeycomb Bathrobe from Madewell, MadeWell.com, $98. For packing up laundry, dirty laundry to take home or a weekend trip to a friend's school, a duffel that they can also carry backpack style. This is called the Mover Pack from Everlane, EverLane.com, $78. And we have two more. Even when she's miles away, everyone will know where her heart is, and he'll wear this cap to class to give props to his home state and disguise bedhead. We have a necklace in the shape of your state's outline, available from MayaBrenner.com. That's MayaBrenner.com, starting at $98. Or a baseball cap with the state's two-letter code, like TX for Texas, from Etsy.com. And that's if you search for the Colors of My Youth Boutique, you'll find it there for $25. From Real Simple, the short list, five books that won't disappoint. Hopefully they're all available on audio, in an audio version for you. First, behind the headlines, we have the book featuring Anna Falcon and her husband Lucho, undocumented immigrants in New York City, working all hours to feed their kids, save enough money for their own apartment, and pay off the loan shark they're indebted to. As their situation becomes more precarious, forcing them to consider returning to a violent Peru, Anna must make desperate decisions. The author, Melissa Rivero, R-I-V-E-R-O, the book, The Affairs of the Falcons. It's an urgent read for our times. In the book, Maybe You Should Talk to Someone, psychotherapist Lori Gottlieb, G-O-T-T-L-I-E-B, offers an intimate look at her sessions with an array of patients, an arrogant jerk, a woman chasing unavailable men, and what she's really thinking behind her notepad. Gottlieb adds another layer. Faced with crisis, she seeks her own therapist. This relatable memoir reminds us that many of our struggles are universal and just plain human. In the book, a World War II novel, Jennifer Cody Epstein, the author, that's E-P-S-T-E-I-N. The book, Wonderland, W-U-N-D-E-R-L-A-N-D, begins in 1989 in New York City, where Ava has just received the ashes of her estranged mother, Elise, and a stack of letters addressed to a woman named Renata. In 1930s Berlin, Elise, or Elsie, joins the Hitler Youth as her best friend Renata reels from a discovery about her heritage. Moving between decades and continents, Epstein reveals the devastating choices these women make. Great for a book club. Young and Pak Yu think they've got their slice of the American dream when they open a business offering a hyperbaric oxygen therapy, an alternative treatment for autism, infertility, and other conditions, in which patients breathe pure oxygen in a pressurized tank. When there's a deadly explosion, the Yus, their patients, and others are implicated. In the book Miracle Creek, Angie Kim, that's K-I-M, a former trial lawyer, delivers a propulsive courtroom drama. And the last one, for 34 years, Kathy Guistwite, G-U-I-S-E-W-I-T-E, animated the struggles of being a working woman in her iconic comic strip, Kathy. With the strip retired, Guistwite has now written her first book of essays, 50 Things That Aren't My Fault. She returns to some familiar territory. There are musings on dating, M&Ms, binges, and fitting rooms, and explores the trials of middle age. With touching honesty and humor, she reflects on caring for her aging parents and raising her daughter. It's a book for Kathy fans and for everyone else. From Woman's Day, the Ultimate Spring Declutter Checklist. Cross off a few of these organizing to-dos in weekend afternoon, or pick one when you have a spare 15 minutes. You'll get your home in order and even make some money. First, make money off of electronics. Declutter.com, that's D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R, no E, tells you up front what it'll pay for items like e-readers, smartphones, laptops, and CDs. If you're happy with the amount it offers, send the goods in. Shipping is free. And you'll get money through direct deposit or PayPal, or in the form of a check as soon as the next day. Purge pens and pencils. Get your kids in on the cleaning fun. Task them with collecting all the writing utensils around the house. Test them out together and toss the ones that don't work. Then place the working extras in their backpacks to be donated to their classrooms. Assign a few to live in each room so they'll be there when you need them. Tame tech cords. Untangle that drawer full of charging cables with the help of handy little cord clips. Sunficon cable clips, $10 for six, available on Amazon.com. Cull through your toiletries. Remove everything from the medicine cabinet, the bathroom drawers, and under the sink, and put it on a towel. Sort like items together. Look for multiples and expired items. Toss things like old SPF and antacids, but take old prescriptions to your pharmacy for safe disposal. Send hardly used or never opened products to an organization like Project Beauty Share at projectbeautyshare.org, which donates them to families in need. Recycle plastic bags. Limit your stash to the contents of just one drawer, bin, large shopping bag, or box. Once it's full, take them to the special plastic bag receptacle. You can find one near you with the help of plasticfilmrecycling.org. Keep reusable bags in your car to reduce future needs for single-use plastic. Give old towels new life. Repurpose dingy linens by cutting them into small rags to use for cleaning. Donate extras to an animal shelter nearby. They always need old towels. Plan to use gift cards and coupons. Gather the clippings clogging up your wallet or stuck to the fridge, and thoughtfully schedule a time to go out for dinner or find a way to use that department store discount before it expires. Group them together in a small plastic envelope in your car's center console so they'll always be handy when you're on the go. The plastic envelope goes for $2 at Staples.com. Thin out the fridge and pantry. Input ingredients you need to use at Supercook.com, and that site will give you a recipe using those items. So if you've got things that are about to expire or produce that's got another day left, that's what they want you to do, is input those ingredients so they can get used up. Genius, purge expired spices and donate unexpired, unopened food to your local food pantry. Face your wardrobe. Bring pieces to a consignment shop in exchange for cash. Then donate items it won't accept. Look at things that need professional cleaning or mending and ask yourself, will I really take the time to fix these? If the answer is no and they're not in the best shape to give away, pass them on to a crafty friend for fabric projects. Sort through your papers. Employ Dorothy the Organizer's TAP method for any pesky stack. That's T-A-P-P. First, toss it. Bid farewell to junk mail, old receipts, and catalogs. Then act on it. RSVP to a party invite and put the details on your calendar. Pass it. Hand off a bill or magazine addressed to your partner and put it away. File important things like warranty paperwork for a new appliance. Tackle your food containers. First things first, ask yourself, is this the best place for them? The key to keeping all the pieces organized is to put containers in a spot that's easy to access and see into. So avoid that hard-to-reach lower cabinet and pick one that's centrally located and preferably at eye level. Nestle containers inside one another and stack lids nearby to make the most of every inch of the cabinet. Donate old eyeglasses to a good cause. Millions of people around the world live with some form of visual impairment. Lions Club will take your readers, prescription frames, and sunglasses, and work with various groups to give them to those who need them. Contact your local chapter through lionsclub.org to find out how. That's lionsclub.org. And last, say goodbye to wire hangers. Ask if your dry cleaner will accept hangers back after you use them. If so, stack them on a designated holder so they won't snag delicates or get tangled, and store it on the closet floor. When you go to drop off clothes, wrap the hangers neatly with rubber bands and bring the stack with you. This is the Hack Day Hanger Caddy, available for $7 on Amazon.com. And in that same kind of vein from Family Circle, spring clean your scripts. If you still have antibiotics rattling around the back of your medicine cabinet from that sinus infection you had years ago, it's time to purge those pills. Expired meds have lower efficacy, and their chemical properties can change, making them dangerous to ingest, says Natasha Buyen, MD, a family physician at One Medical Group in Phoenix. Check dates. Most non-liquid medications last for about 1 year after they were prescribed, she says. Don't self-medicate. Old meds could drag out an illness or mask a dangerous condition. Discard safely. Some medications, such as oxycodone, are especially dangerous if misused, so the FDA recommends flushing these down the toilet if a take-back option isn't available at your pharmacy. And I have to say that almost all pharmacies do have a take-back program. And relocate as needed. Keep medications in your bedroom. While you may trust your own teens, you don't want their friends having access, Buyan says. From Real Simple, the Laundry Quandaries, definitive answers to your most pressing questions about the wash. First, do I really need to sort my laundry? In a word, yes. If you throw white T-shirts, lingerie, jeans, and towels into the same load, you could wind up with dye transfer, lint, pilling, and even snags and holes. Sorting laundry really isn't so hard, especially if you pre-sort with separate hampers or a hamper with divided sections. Designate one hamper or section for whites, one for dark colors, one for light colors, and one for dry clean only items. Then when you're ready to wash, sort those color piles by fabric type, so you're washing heavy jeans or lint-producing bath towels separately from blouses, dress slacks, and underwear. This lets you use the correct temperature and keep drying time simple, instead of frying your T-shirts in order to get your towels dry. Finally, anything that's heavily soiled, especially with ground in dirt or an oily stain, should be washed separately to prevent odors or dirt from transferring. Next question, how much can I cram into my dryer before I have to worry that I'm hurting it? Answer, if you're cramming clothes in, you may already be hurting it. Overloading is one of the most common reasons dryers break down, because it can strain the machine's pulley or drum belt or overheat the motor. When the drum is too full, the clothes can't circulate and dry properly. If there isn't a one-size-fits-all rule for capacity, since a big load of jeans will weigh significantly more than a load of blouses and underwear. But in general, you should fill the dryer no more than two-thirds of the way. Closer to halfway is even better if you're drying heavy fabrics. And some tools of the trade, distilled white vinegar. This multi-purpose household staple can be used to soften fabrics, reduce body odor on clothes, and even clean the washing machine. Add 1 cup to the rinse cycle of every load. A lint roller, another tool. Use one to remove as much pet hair from clothing as possible before tossing the item into the wash. If you don't, the wet fur could stick to the inside of the washer drum or even clog drain pumps, says Kimberly Janeway, home and appliance reporter at Consumer Reports. Color-safe bleach. High-efficiency machines bounce garments through the washing solution rather than submerging them like a traditional top loader does. They suggest treating stains with this detergent booster to ensure your garments emerge as clean and vibrant as possible. Next, a drying rack. Install a hanging rack or clothing rod in the laundry room to air dry fabrics, delicate fabrics, or finish drying still damp garments. And the last two, appliance pedestals, create extra storage in a small laundry room, or raise front loaders to a more comfortable height by placing them on pedestal drawers. Use them to stash laundry necessities and keep the space tidy. And the last question, I shrunk my favorite shirt, can it be saved? Did you notice the size difference after pulling it from the washer or the dryer? Dryer shrinkage is much harder to reverse, but if the item is still wet, try gently stretching it and laying it flat to dry. How successful you are will depend a lot on the material. Cotton is particularly forgiving. Polyester is pretty promising. Wool, in general, is not reversible. Next, we move to some food items, some dips for your Cinco de Mayo, which is coming up May 5th. That's what Cinco de Mayo means. This is from Family Circle. We'll see how many we can get through here. First, we have a basic guacamole. Stir 6 peeled, pitted, and diced avocados with 2 finely sliced jalapenos, half cup finely chopped cilantro, 6 tablespoons finely diced red onion, half cup fresh lime juice, and 1 to 1.5 teaspoons salt, mashing if desired. This makes 4 cups. Then we have an avocado corn salsa. Stir 1 cup finely diced and seeded tomato with 3/4 cup grilled or roasted corn, 1/4 cup each finely diced red onion and cilantro, 3 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1 tablespoon minced jalapeno or to taste, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Fold in 1 peeled, pitted, and diced avocado, and that makes 2.5 cups. How about roasted red pepper hummus? In a food processor, process until smooth 2 15.5-ounce cans of chickpeas, drained and rinsed, 1 12-ounce jar roasted red peppers drained, 2 cloves garlic, 3 tablespoons tahini, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon salt. That makes 3 cups. And edamame dip. Cook 12 ounces frozen shelled edamame. They look like little lima beans, but they're not. Covered in the microwave for 4 minutes. Let cool. Drain and add to a blender with 3 large scallions, roughly chopped, 1/4 cup each miso paste, and rice vinegar, and 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1 tablespoon toasted sesame oil, and 3 tablespoons water. Process until smooth. Makes 2.5 cups. And they suggest for this one, if you'd like something beyond tortilla chips, try Kami rice crackers for that one. Next, we have white bean dip. In a food processor, combine 2 15.5-ounce cans cannellini beans, drained and rinsed, with 2 tablespoons fresh lemon zest, plus juice from 2 lemons, 5 tablespoons, 1 teaspoon fresh thyme leaves, 1 teaspoon hot sauce, 1 clove garlic, crushed, and 3/4 teaspoon salt. Process for 30 seconds, then stop and scrape down the sides of the bowl. Replace lid and processor. With the processor running, add 1/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil, otherwise known as EVU, in a thin stream. Transfer to a bowl, drizzle with a little more EVU, and top with additional fresh thyme. This makes 2.5 cups. Caramelized onion dip. Heat a 10-inch cast iron pan over medium-high. Add 4 center-cut slices of bacon chopped and cook 8 to 10 minutes. Remove to a plate with a slotted spoon and reduce heat to medium. Add 1 Vidalia onion thinly sliced and season with 1/4 teaspoon salt. Cook, stirring often, 12 to 15 minutes. Add 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, cut up, and 2 cups or 8 ounces of shredded fontina cheese. Whisk 1/2 cup milk with 1 teaspoon cornstarch. Stir into the skillet and bring to a simmer. Cook 2 minutes. Top with bacon and serve warm. This makes 2 3/4 cups. Cilantro scallion dip. In a mini chopper, combine 2 scallions trimmed and cut into 1-inch pieces, 2/3 of a cup of cilantro, and 1/2 cup fresh parsley. Pulse until finely chopped. Add 3/4 cup sour cream, 3 tablespoons milk, 1 tablespoon each fresh lemon juice and evu, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and hot sauce to taste. Pulse until smooth, makes 2 cups. And whipped feta dip. In a mini chopper, combine 8 ounces room temperature feta, not crumbles, 1/2 cup of sour cream, and 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. Process until very smooth, stopping to scrape sides as needed. Transfer to a bowl and stir in 2 tablespoons chopped fresh dill and 1/2 teaspoon cracked black pepper. Serve at room temperature, makes 1 cup. And for this one, they suggest Beyond Tortilla Chips, try Crunchmaster multi-seed crackers. Next, turmeric yogurt dip. In a medium bowl, whisk 3/4 cup each plain low-fat yogurt and sour cream. 2 tablespoons chopped cilantro, 1 tablespoon each olive oil, fresh lemon juice and water, 2 to 3 teaspoons ground turmeric, 1 teaspoon each garlic powder and onion powder, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. This one makes 1.5 cups, and they suggest Beyond Tortilla Chips to try Parmesan crisps. Next, warm spinach artichoke dip. Drain 1 14-ounce can artichoke hearts and add to a food processor. Pulse to slightly chop artichokes. Add 1 10-ounce box frozen chopped spinach, thawed and squeezed dry. 1 8-ounce package cream cheese cut up. 1.5 cups shredded mozzarella from an 8-ounce bag. 1/2 cup of light mayonnaise. 1/4 cup grated parmesan. 1 teaspoon garlic salt. 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, and a pinch of cayenne. Process until mixture's blended and uniform. Transfer to an oven-safe dish. Top with 1/2 cup shredded mozzarella and 1/4 cup grated parmesan. Bake at 375 for 35 minutes until browned and bubbly, and this makes 4 cups. Well, that's suitable for a big party. Then we have cherry tomato salsa. Dice 3 cups heirloom cherry tomatoes and add to a bowl with 1/3 cup finely chopped red onion, 2 tablespoons chopped cilantro, 1.5 tablespoon fresh lime juice, 1 large clove of garlic minced, 1 tablespoon of evu, 1 to 2 teaspoons hot sauce, and 3/4 teaspoon salt. Serve adding more hot sauce to taste, makes 2.25 cups. And I think we have time for one more. Beyond Tortilla Chips for this one would be try Waza Crisp Bread, which I have not heard of. But this dip is olive tapenade. In a mini chopper, combine 8-ounce pitted Kalamata olives, drained, and 2 tablespoons pimentos, drained. Add 2 tablespoons of evu, 1 tablespoon capers, plus 1 tablespoon caper brine, 1 clove garlic, and 1 teaspoon each fresh thyme and white wine vinegar. Process until well combined but still slightly chunky. Season with 1/4 teaspoon cracked black pepper, makes 1 1/3 cups. We have run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long till next time.